How I flipped Facebook Marketplace fines into tuition money. That is today's story. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. This wasn't actually me. I did not flip Facebook Marketplace fines into tuition money. Although long ago, when I had tuition to pay, I did in fact do a bit of reselling. Today is a more modern story because I was born in the 1800s. We were all just, you know, using dial-up internet on MySpace back then. So today, a college student, in fact, a recent one, flipped used furniture from Facebook Marketplace, paid off half their tuition bill without ever taking out a loan. That's no small thing in today's economy, of course. So I look forward to hearing that story and sharing it with you. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. This is our weekly segment where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Last week, it was about guitar pedals. We heard how a side hustler learned to repair broken guitar pedals on YouTube, of course. Built a profitable business. He actually discovered that he made more money from guitar pedals than from guitars. So I think that's so interesting. When you are reselling, often the markets are a little bit maybe different or unexpected, and the way you figure it out is by experimenting. So today, without further ado, let's hear about this college student selling used furniture strictly on Facebook Marketplace, maybe some other platforms, I don't know, but I think that's where they focused. So much reselling is happening there on that platform. Of course, no fees, that helps. And they paid off half their tuition bill without taking out a loan. So let's hear the story or the update. I'm going to pass the microphone. I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap up.
When I was staring down my tuition bill, I felt sick. Even with scholarships and a part-time job, I was still about 15 grand short. I didn't want more debt. I just needed a plan that didn't involve another minimum wage grind. It started with a coffee table I found on Facebook Marketplace. 20 bucks, ugly as sin, but solid oak underneath the scratches. I didn't even have a car. I had to beg a ride to pick it up. I sanded it by hand with leftover sandpaper, slapped on two coats of navy blue paint from my parents' garage, and listed it back on Marketplace for $60. It sold 3 hours later. I didn't think much of it until the buyer asked me, "Do you have any other pieces like this?" Well, I didn't, but I realized maybe I could. I set up a routine. Thursday nights, I'd scroll Marketplace for anything under 50 bucks that looked solid but needed cosmetic work. Fridays were pickup days. Saturdays and Sundays were for sanding, painting, and staging. I made a fake studio in my tiny living room. Thrift store rug, fake plant, good lighting. It made a $40 nightstand look like a $200 boutique piece. One of my best flips was a ladder bookshelf I got for $35. It was scratched and wobbly, but all it needed was a tightening of a few screws, a sanding job, and fresh matte black paint. I sold it for $165 2 days later. Another time, I picked up a $15 mid-century side table, re-glued one loose leg, and flipped it for $110. Early on, my flips earned me around 40 to 60 profit per piece. As I got better at spotting what would sell, mostly anything mid-century, bar carts, or small space furniture, I started pulling in 100 to 200 on good pieces. On average, I sold 3 or 4 items a week. My best month, I cleared around $1,200 in profit, though some slower months were closer to $400. Over 2 years, I made about $14,700, enough to cover nearly half my tuition. My cost stayed low because I reused paint whenever possible, only bought staging props once, and never bought anything that needed major repairs. I invested in a $60 orbital sander about halfway through, and that alone probably saved me 100 hours of sanding time. The biggest lesson wasn't even about furniture. It was realizing how powerful it is to stack small wins over time. No single sale changed my life, but doing it consistently, buying junk, fixing it, and selling it week after week, did. Walking into the bursar's office every semester with tuition money I'd earned flipping Facebook junk, that felt a lot better than signing a loan agreement.
Awesome. Well done. Since 2017, I've been sharing lots of different reselling stories. just because it's kind of the eternal side hustle. Like there's always buying and selling that's happening. So if you're trying to figure out what can I do to make some extra money, and it could be a lot of money, it's not always a small amount of money, but you can definitely make a good hourly rate, if nothing else, and you'll gain some skills along the way. It's not just about the buying and selling. You'll learn about copywriting. You'll learn about sourcing. You'll learn about marketing and messaging. It's going to help you move on into something else, most likely. That's kind of what happened to me, as I said, thousands of years ago. So I encourage you, of course, to experiment, do what's good for you. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of thousands of episodes, 3,000 plus. If you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. You can download every episode there, going back to 2017. And of course, new episodes drop every day. You can access those wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.